The final U.S. hogs and pigs inventory for 2014 shows an increase of 2% over last year at 66.1 million head, according to USDA livestock analyst Shale Shagum.
Producers retained just under 6 million head of breeding hogs, which was 4% above a year ago. In September-November, producers farrowed just under 2.9 million sows, which was about 3% above a year ago. And the litter rate for September-November was 10.23 pigs per litter, which was a record for the quarter, third highest on record, up about 1% from a year ago.
That uptick in pigs per litter is an encouraging sign that the impact of the PED virus may be slowing down. But Shagum says that remains to be seen.
It's very difficult to say because we're going into the winter months now, and the PED virus is one that tends to like cold weather. So we're going to have to wait until March to really see what the effects may have been on the litter rate.
Dr. Lisa Becton with the National Pork Board says although the number of cases of PED virus grew in 2014, it has been quieter than 2013 when the disease was first discovered.
So we know it's still active. We know we're seeing some cases. This summer was very calm, and we didn't have a lot of infection. However, going into the winter, we're not 100% certain what's going to happen. So it's something that we're very concerned with. Because this is such a devastating disease for producers, we really want to keep our finger on the pulse of what's happening this winter.
Moving into the new year, Shagum says producers appear to be optimistic that the winter won't be so bad.
Looking to 2015, for December 2014 through February 2015, producers expect to farrow 2.87 million sows, which is about 4% higher than a year ago. And looking forward to March-May of 2015, producers intend to farrow 2.9 million head, which is about 3% above a year ago.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.